I don't think we learned the Rashi's at the end of the daf. Tuma Korilo Prosh. Tomei Tomei Yikra. So one man the Omer learns that that's a remez, the fact that you have to mark where Tuma is. The Tuma should call out to you, stay away. Kolomer Osim Simonim Ala Tuma Kidei Shemargishu Korish. Do something to identify where the Tuma is so you stay away from it. People who carry Trum and Taras, Rashi says, that doesn't say that because Kohanim have to stay away. But the Iker were afraid of the Hefzer of Trum and Taras, Kohen himself has to worry about himself. But we're more worried about the Hefzer of the Trum and the Taras. Yizartim et Targamino de Sifrishum. Asum Mishmeres lo Mishmarti. Asum Mishmeres lo Ochlei Trumah. Make a protection for those people who eat truma. The sibo mishmeres by truma says anino sarti lachem is mishmeres truma osai shliyus mitana. The shom derech shows a simon that is a derech yelchu. Another raya, another remez is the instead of the shom derech, right? The shom derech osim simon that is a derech yelchu. Here they probably darshan the shom, the loshim simon. Erenu b'yesh elohim zehash shom or choso. But the drasha is saluted with a shin. That person who assesses his ways, a mechashiv hesed mitzvah keneged tzchara, u'tzchara aveira keneged hefseda. The sham kemo shomi, to assess or to what's it called? Make a cheshbon. The shabbos and the rigul havi makshilei mishum the osu kulei amal pirka. This town that used to ask questions all the time, but on the Shabbos of the regal, when all the hamonam would come to hear halachas, he wouldn't ask. If he would ask then, he wouldn't be able to answer. He'd embarrass his rebbe. So therefore, he was to call kept quiet. Kari alei b'shom derech shemachashe b'shols ezum neham lahakshos ezum neham shol lahakshos. Person who has the seichel to know when to ask, when not to ask, to differentiate between when's a good time, when's not a good time. Tamar Rabbanan, Ein Mitzayinin Lo Al Kizayis Min Hanes, Lo Al Etzem Kisaora, Lo Al Dover She'enu Matami Ba'ohel, Avo Mitzayin Al Hashedra V'Al Gugolas, Al Rob Binyan V'Al Rob Minyan Hanes. Okay, now with the fact that you have to identify where there's Tuma, so we don't do that for a Kizayis Min Hanes, and not Etzem Kisaora, and even more than a Saora. All these things we'll see are not metami ba'ohel. So you only are metzayin where something could be metami ba'ohel. But if it's just metami b'maga, then you don't have to identify it. The law of Dover Sheinu metami ba'ohel. Of a metzayin or a shedra, what is metami ba'ohel? You have a whole spinal column. The ala gulgolas, or a skull. A rov binyan, or rov minyan hanei. So you don't have a spinal column or a skull. But you have most of the bones of the body, or what's it called, most of them in volume, or most of them in number, a lot of small bones. So you can have most of the bones in volume, even though it's not most of the number of bones, or the opposite way. All of those are metamei ba'ohel, and there you metzai. The ein metzayin el havados, if it's someplace that's well known that there's tuma there, you don't make a tziyu. Of a mitzayin ha'asfekos, where you do make the thing is where it's possible that there's tumah, and then people don't know about it. That's where you need a tziyu. The eluhin ha'asfekos, what's called stekos, schachos u'pros u'beis ha'pras, where you have, the Gemara is going to discuss where all these things are. You have trees overhanging places where there's tumah, and it's not 100% clear where the tumah is. The same thing if you have stones protruding from a wall that are over the tumah, make an ohel, and you're not 100% sure where the tumah is, and a beis ha'pras. The Gemara will discuss what a beis ha'pras is. The ein ma'midin tziyun b'makom tumah, you don't put the tziyun directly over the tumah, shulahatz es sataris, because somebody won't see the tziyun until he's standing on the place where it's tameh, he'll be tameh. The ein merchikin tziyun b'makom tumah, you don't move it away too much, because then people, shulahatz es Eretz Yisrael, you have places in Eretz Yisrael which really you could go, and these people stay away from going there because of the tumah, and there is no tumah there. So you don't separate the marker from the tumah too much, and you don't put it directly over the tumah. Because I, so now, is going to ask on all this this member. Kazayis min ames, eino, what's all of this brisa? Kazayis min ames, eino matam bohel. Says you're only mitzayin for something that's matame bohel, and one of the things that's not is a kazayis min ames. Vosnan, elu shematamin biolo, kazayis min ames. One of the things that is matame bohel is a kazayis, a boster from the mace. Tomra papa, hokam a kazayis mitzum to maski. It's talking about exactly a kazayis. The salt soap mixer chaser. It's going to decay very quickly, and it's going to be less than a kazayis, and it won't be matan boel. Mutav yisrufu alav truma the kachim lefishoa the al yisrufu of la olam. Better that even short term there'll be a kazayis. People won't know there's tuma, and they'll end up coming there and having to destroy their tumas and kachim. That one will last for a long time, because very quickly it's going to be decreased from the kazayis. And if you put up a marker, then people are going to think that that tuma is tuma that's matame, and if they come in contact with it, they're going to burn trumas for years. So better if you burn truma short term than have to do it for years by mistake. Okay, ve'elu hen asfekas, let's see Rashi till here. Ava v'tzayna ashedrish, ava b'she'eno ele etzem echad, even though it's only one gigantic bone, the spinal column, Mitami tuma o ba'ol, is mitami ba'ol. Ro binyono, kagon atzomos kedolos. Now you have big bones, they're not the majority of the number of bones, but they're the majority of the volume of bones. Kagon kulios, like the, what's it called, the hip bone or whatever. Afbi she'en bo ro binyono. Ro binyono, ro v'atzomos. Or if you have most of the number of bones, even little bones, right, it's not most of the volume, but it's most of the number. Afbi she'en bo ro binyono, even if it's not most of the makeup of the person. Emet shayna lavados hol the borer lekuli alma the ispe tuma vadois lo matalti bosu makom taras. Since it's something everybody knows where that tuma is, something well known, you don't have to make a marker. Of the shayna osfekos sheyesh aleim oel. Right, but the sfekos where there is an oel above it, and if you come under the branches or under the bricks, you'll become tamei. You have trees overhanging Rishus Arabim, or stones from a wall overhanging Rishus Arabim, a song of the Besak Forest, and it's near a Besak Forest, the Mesapkulon Behu Tuma, and we're not sure if there's Tuma there and where it is. Since there's an Oel there, there's these overhangs, it's possible that something's buried there. Schachos of Pros of Besak Forest, and Forest will come on. If you put the marker directly over where the tuma is, Peter, you won't realize that you're there until you get to the marker. The tamu taras, and then it'd be too late. The taras will be tummy. You do it near it, so you'll already realize to go away before you get there. A little bit away. However, you don't separate it from the tumah more than just a little bit. Because when a person sees the marker, he stays away from that area. It comes out that you're going to treat portions of Eretz Yisrael tameh when they're really not tameh. Too much area separated between the actual tumah and the marker. It's going to deteriorate in the ground and not be a kazayis anymore. That's why you don't put up a marker, because the marker will imply for a long time that there's tumah there, and there won't be a tumah there for a long time. Yisrael of Tumos Vitaros Shoach has to call the overall also Kazayas, Kishanik, Bermichov, they start in Taros, so dying Lochoser. For the small amount of time that it's not going to deteriorate, ain't a Kanami. If you go there, you're going to have to burn the Trumas and Tyrus. But if you, Yisrael of Laolam, Shemitzayan also start in Laolam, call Trumas over and also Tzim Laolam, Shalala Torah. If you put up a marker, the marker is going to remain for a long time, and people are going to end up burning Truma for no reason. Because the kazayas by this time already has deteriorated. The zimdul chazi like a gombalayla, or sometimes you won't see it like at night. The chazi chazi like the homer dipnei tumah, say the sarafla, and you won't see the kazayas. You won't see that it deteriorated. You'll see the marker, and you'll think that the taras became tame. Shame it's saying also in sort from love element mechadish lo chaser. If you don't put a marker, then you'll check to see if there's a kazayis or not a kazayis, and you'll see if there's not a kazayis, you won't burn the truma. Okay. The Elohein HaSveikos. What are the things that you do put a marker up when there's a doubtful tumah? Schachos upros. Schachos ilan hamesach al ha'aretz. Schachos are overhanging branches that overhang tumah and overhang the rishus harabim. Pros, avonim pruos, hayotzim min hageder. Pros are stones from a wall that overhang, that protrude from the wall and overhang the rishus harabim min hageder from a wall. Beis HaPras, what's a Beis HaPras? Kedisnan, Achorish, it's a kever, Harayu also Beis HaPras. You have a field where there was a kever, and you they used to bury people very shallow. So, what's it called? If you plow the field, you plowed the kever, and probably there's not suffix whether there are pieces of mace that are still there, and even if they're there, are they kazayis? So Kabu also, so a person who plows a field where there was a kever makes a Beis HaPras, it remains a Sofik. Kabu also, Moli Mana Mea Amma. Right, for the 100 Ammas is the amount that they plow in one furrow. Right, so we're afraid that maybe the body is still within that area. Where it says, Beis HaPras is Matami Bo'el, Beis HaPras is Matami Bo'el, it's only a Sofik tumah. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Menapeach Odom Beis HaPras Vaholech, that a person has to go to make Korban Pesach or whatever, and he has to pass through a place, there's no detour through a Beis HaPras, he's allowed to blow chips away what's going in front of him so he doesn't come in contact physically with anything Tameh and go through the Beis HaPras, since anyway Beis HaPras is only a Sofik Tumah, and in Rishus HaRabim Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Torah, so really he doesn't have to blow anything away altogether. But they were machmir that he should go through it and blow in front of him to make sure that he doesn't come in physical contact with anything tummy. But if it's matami ba'oel, what's it going to help? He's walking over the tomb. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami mishmei de ulomar beisa prasha nidash tor. Right, once it was what's it called walked over a lot, we assume that there's nothing there tummy anymore and tor. You don't even have to be menapeach. But surely it's not matami ba'oel. Omer apapa lo kasha. Kan desodesha oved bokever. Kan desodesha nefresh bokever. In a field where we know there was a kever, we just don't know where it is, that's matami ba'oel. But a field that the kever was plowed over, there it's not matami ba'oel. It's only a chumrah. It's a shaila whether it's a chumrah stam. And even a sotik in Rishus HaYochid would be really tahar. Or it's a real sotik. A real sotik in Rishus HaYochid taka will be tameh, but Rishus HaRabim is tahor. The Gemara says the sodish and echrish bakever beis hapras correlation. We're saying now that this beis hapras that's not matami ba'oel is a sodish and echrish bakever, field where you plow the field where there was a kever. That's called the beis hapras, and it's not matami ba'oel. Is that called the beis hapras? It, yeah. Basnan, as the Mishnah says it, that's the kind of beis hapras too. Shlosha bati beis hapras. Say there are three kinds of beis hapras. Sodesh and Neved Bokever. One is a Sodesh where you're not sure where the Kever was. Sodesh and Echrish Bokever. A Sodesh where you knew there was a Kever, but it was plowed over. The Sodesh Bochin. My Sodesh Bochin and a Sodesh Bochin. What's Sodesh Bochin? Or some have the gears of Kuchin. Sodesh Kuchin. Of Yeshua Bar Abba Mishmei the Ula Omar Sodesh and Maftirin Ba Nesim. It's a place where they bring a mace from far away. They put him in this area. And then the people who are going to bury him pick him up from there. And sometimes the person comes all decayed and people don't want to bother with him, so just leave him there. And he ends up getting buried in that place. So it's always a sodik. Maybe there's people buried in this sodik buchin. The time of my Omar Avimi, Yishum Yush Bailam Nogabo, which what we just described. See Rashi. Ilan HaMesach HaLaretz, the Tumatachas Notechad, there's a tree that overhangs a place of Tuma and Rishus HaRabim, and we're not sure of any of their Tachas Eiz Zinof, we don't know which under which branch the Tuma is. Osin Tzion, that's where you make a marker. Beis HaPras, Chatzi Man Etelem Echad Shomea Ama. Beis HaPras, why it's called Pras means half, a piece. a real furrow is 100 amos. This is half of a furrow, which is 50 amos. Minata other, a chassi mana telemechot from there. It's a half of a furrow, which is of 100 amos. Minateach other, haolech lishchot pisul. First, he wants to make korban pesach, and he has to pass through a beis apras. So they were matrim to go through as long as he blew away the things in front of him. Because if there will be an etzem kisora that he moves it, he's going to become tamei. So he wants to blow away any bone fragments that may be there. But if it's matami ba'ol, how can he walk there altogether? Elamai beis apras is not matami ba'ol. The sodesh of the bokever toni matzayim. The matami ba'ol. Right? The sodesh neved bokever, that's where you have to make a beis apras a marker, because that is matami ba'ol. Because we assume that the plow took away the tumor. And again, they bury people very shallow. So a sada shenechrish bokever is not matami boel, but it's also called the beis apras. Shlosha beis apras, ein holkin bo ofle truma. People who eat truma can't walk in those fields normally. And they were mocked of them to go through them by blowing ahead if they had to go make Korban Pesach or whatever, or go to a Mishmil or whatever. Shemachtirim bo'as ha-meshim, shemaviyim meshim imakom ha-makom, when they bring, transport meshim from one place to another, shemboim v'sod ha-somach le'ir, when they come close to the city, so the people who brought the mesh to this city leave the mesh there, and the other people pick them up in that place. Niftorim elu shevim imkomon, v'holkim v'hem. They leave, the people from the city come, they do the Tahara, and then they, what's it called, they bury them. In this Rashi you see that the Tahara should be done as close to the burial as possible. They didn't make the Tahara before they sent the body, right? But they made the Tahara when they picked up the body. Here, many times they do it the opposite way. They make the Tahara before they send the body, because it's impossible to, the body's already dressed in tachrichim or whatever, it's impossible to do tahara before the kvura, so they do it before they ship the body. The time of my choshen be mishum tumah, mishum yush bayrim, l'fishay viyum mimachim rachok, nidalgul eivrim enof hasho. It's possible, since they brought the body from a long place, it was already decaying, and the limbs fell off. V'nishyayishu, eilu al eilu v'nichushom, they left it there. Each one thought the other one took care of it. And they just left it in that field. Okay. The Sodha Shenechrish Bakerva Lavoitzil. So now we're saying that only a field where a kever was lost in the field is Matame Ba'ohel, and it needs to be marked. But a field where the kever was plowed is not Matame Ba'ohel, and it doesn't need to be marked. Is that true? Vatanya Motza Sodha Mitsuyenes, the Amy Odua Matsiva, that if you found a field that's marked, and you don't know why is it marked? Yesh ba'ilanos b'yadua shenechrish b'kever. If there's what's it called trees in the field, then you can be assured the reason it was marked is because it's a field where there was a kever and it was plowed. It was plowed for the trees. Ein ba'ilanos, if there aren't any trees, then you can be sure it was marked because there was a kever that was there and it was lost. We don't know where it is. So what do you see though? There's a marker on a field that the field was plowed with a kever. There's also a marker on a field where a kever was lost. But you see that they marked fields where kevarim were plowed. So Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's another sin. You can't rely on this simon, whether there's trees or not. You have to know if somebody's there, a zokin or a talmid, right? The zokin means a talmud chacham, or a talmid, who knows and remembers why they put a marker on this field. Otherwise, you have to assume the worst. It's talking over there where the reason they marked it originally is because it was a field that a grave was lost. Right. But afterwards, if there's trees, they probably plowed it because of the tree. Now it became a Sodha Shenechrish Bakeper. But originally when it was marked, it was a Sodha Shenevet Bakeper. Ein voilanus biadusha oved bokever. If there's no trees, then we know it wasn't plowed, and the original marking stands, it was there because they lost the kever there. And therefore, it's a much more chamor case where it's matami ba'ohel, masha'in kein, if it was originally a field that's never bokever, and now they plowed it, it's not matami ba'ohel anymore. Where it says, Alechish dilmi lonus migavoi, the kever mibroi, maybe the trees are inside the perimeter, and the kever's outside. And the kever wasn't plowed when they plowed the trees. It's talking where the trees are on the border. So it's impossible that they, if they plowed it, that they didn't plow the kever. Rashi. The Sodach Shenechrish Bokever Loboy Tziyu. Because we answer that there's two kinds of Beis HaPras, and the one that doesn't need a tzion is the one where there was plowed, right? Because it's not Matame Ba'ol. The one that does need a tzion is where that was lost. Is that really true? Right? We have a Brisa that says that if you have a field that has a marker and you don't know what kind of Beis HaPras it is, so either you can use the simen of the trees, or you have to find a Talmud Chacham or whatever to tell you. So the Mashma, both of them were marked. Both the one that was plowed and the one that was lost. Yesh ba'ilanus b'yadur shenechrish ha'salat zorach ha'ilanus v'yachalalu. If there, what's it called, was trees there, you can be assured it was plowed, a field that was plowed, and therefore you're allowed to walk through it, blowing ahead. She'enu metam ibo'ol, it's not metam ibo'ol. Says it was marked. Nice does you mark even fields that were plowed. And then you can't go through it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam lo havi b'cheskes shenechrish ad she'esham zokin otam etchokim she'yodeh shenechrish. You can't rely on the fact that there's trees to be made and say, well, it probably was plowed. You have to have edus from a Talmud Chacham who knows if it was plowed or not and where the tumor was or whatever. Omer HaPapa, La'olam b'saprash shenechrish l'boitzir. The Papa answered, no. Really, if we'd be sure that this was a b'saprash where a kever was plowed, you wouldn't have to mark it. V'haydik toni b'yadua shenechrish b'kever, v'sodah sh'ovid b'kever tzim al-alter. Here it's talking where originally the kever was lost and not plowed, and you marked it. And then later after that it was plowed. That's the case. After they marked it, it was plowed. But if we know it's a Beis HaPras where it was plowed, you don't have to mark it. Let's be afraid that the the tumma is not within the perimeter of the trees. You only plow the trees and the tumah is outside the perimeter of the trees. It comes out now that it's still a sodash of neved bokever and it's matame ba'oel. Why do we say if there's trees, surely the place where the tumah was plowed? Maybe not. It's where the trees are on the border of the Rishus Arabin. So if they plow them, they plowed the tumah too. It can't be that the tumah is within the perimeter of the trees where it can't be plowed. If they plow the trees, they plow the tumah. The vade leka tumah mibroi, there's no tumah outside the perimeter of the trees, because people don't bury people in Rishus Arab. The lokavri inchi Rishus Arab. And the bein ha'ilamos avitur, the tumah was up until the border of the Rishus Arab, and the trees are on the border. So if they plowed the trees, they plowed the tumah. Right? Have you tumah v'nechrish v'shvil ha'ilamos?